these are the hot stories of the day with Fred Landry and Lopez, presented by United Rentals, the tools and equipment you need for any job. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, we are out here at the Billiard Factory over here off 1960 and Cutton Road out here on the Nauf side. Make sure you guys come on out here. Whether it's a man cave, whether you're just redoing, you know, I would say basement, but folks here in the South don't have basements. But let's say you have somebody, you know, that lives in another part of the country that do have basements. I'm telling you right now, you would have a field day because they do ship products all over the country. So, again, it is a must-see out here. So come on out here. Check out what's going on. It's absolutely gorgeous. Pool table. And it's not just pool tables. Pool tables, air hockey tables. They got just all kinds of furniture and what have you to decorate your house, man cave, or just a room that you're trying to spruce up, because there's more. It would be a disservice of me to just pigeonhole them as a man cave place. So we're going to have our girl Cindy come on in the 12 o'clock hour, and she's going to give you a much better rendition of what this place does than I just did. So that being said, let's get right down to it. The Mexico game. No, Mexico's not playing football, not that kind of football, but American football is going down this Monday. It was supposed to go down in Mexico. That field was tattered beyond tattered. I can't imagine, and Fred, too, noted loophole, said, how is it that the NFL did not have a better hold or handle on what was going on with this field in Mexico?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. I remember when the Oilers played there against the Niners, I believe, way back, a regular season game. The field was a shambles. It was awful, awful, awful. And part of it is they grow thicker grass there for some reason. They don't bring in the pallets and all that. So it gets torn up a lot easier. Well, and that, so that's one thing. The grass is just not quite NFL standard, which that's an NFL problem. If you're gonna host a game somewhere else, you got to make sure the field is to your standard.
Which allegedly they did a few weeks ago.
Or put your field in. Second part, and I don't know how anybody didn't. Maybe the organizers did this behind the NFL's back, but they scheduled a concert this past weekend that just tore.
Well, they said they've had three concerts, like back to back.
Yeah, that just tore the field to shreds. I mean, what? It's just dumb. It's just dumb.
Fred, too, has a conspiracy theory.
And that is?
He thinks it's a security issue.
Wow, you saw pictures of the field, man.
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying. And I told him the same thing. I said, the field looks bad. He goes, no question. He said, but you don't think the NFL's got the resources to fix that?
Well, I mean, they did have some time.
You know what I'm saying?
To get it done.
I mean, and it makes you wonder. I mean, you know, it's not like we're talking about. I mean, it's not like it's Beirut, but maybe it is Beirut down there. But in any event,
that's not fair.
It's an interesting. Well, 800. What do you say? 800 murders in Juarez in the last month.
Juarez is not Mexico City. Yeah, that's the biggest misconception. Soapbox time.
Let's hear it.
The biggest misconception about Mexico that drives me nuts. You couldn't get me to go to a border town on a bet.
Yeah,
they're awful. That's where that's where a lot of the gangs and the Mexican mafia and everything is just destroying all semblance of propriety. I mean, you know,
right?
Mexico itself, Mexico City, obviously the resorts and down the coast lot.
Some
gorgeous, and by and large, about as safe as walking out of these doors right here.
Yeah,
it's the biggest misconception.
That's what I told him too, but he said a lot has gone. A lot has happened in the last few months.
Border towns are crap.
It's an interesting theory. I'll give Fred two props for that. He is Blago Narco and Borderland Beat are two of the big blogs to follow for all you cartel fans out there. So just a little something for that. So that game has been the game's been moved. It's not going to be in L.A. On Monday, and that's of course if the stadium didn't get burned down as well. So I'll tell you what, the end might be near between UFOs, cartel, and fires. Ain't no telling what's going on next. Somebody tweeted out yesterday, and I thought this was pretty self-explanatory. Real quick. Why is there not the same kind of coverage with fires as there is with hurricanes? I don't know. Maybe because you can't get close to a fire?
Yeah, I don't think you can actually get on the water. You can't get in a fire.
Hello?
I mean, have we really gotten so, like, desperate for a hot take to where now we're going to say fires don't get enough coverage?
That's literally somebody tweeted that out yesterday. Somebody had liked it. So why don't fires get the same kind
There's
of
a lot
coverage?
There's a lot of fire bias out there, isn't there?
Live from the fire middle of the
card.
Fire. Well, our correspondent's
been fire
burned to death.
You got
so,
a fire card sound, sounder?
Rear, a fire truck. I don't know. That was a horrible sound. But, yeah, that's kind of a self-explanatory, right? I mean, a hurricane will blow through, okay? And then when it gets serious, you leave. But, I mean, you know, that's what – the Weather Channel's made a living out of people – what's that guy's name? Joe Santori or whatever the hell his name is?
Jim Santori
or whatever the hell his name is.
Something like that.
You know, leaning – I mean, the dude was – I mean, it was a mockery. The guy leaning into what was allegedly some huge storm. There's two people just bebopping in the back. Hey. Just a little rain going
on here.
He's
not alone in that.
I mean, come on, man. You're trying – I mean, listen, fires – fires ain't in to play with, all right? So that's why – so fire coverage, not getting enough fire coverage, and that's a huge problem. So anyway, point is, Chiefs, Rams,
a bad take.
They're on hey, listen, man, it's hot take central.
They're on
over
Sports
here.
Radio 610 next Monday.
Yes, yes. That's best Monday night game of the year, hands down. Could be a Super Bowl preview, boys and girls. Could be a Super Bowl preview. And I think you guys know what side of the fence I fall on. Your Houston Rockets, huh? Looked all right last night. 109.99 over the Denver Nuggets. Our boy James Harden didn't look all that great in the first half. 3 points, but he exploded for 19 in the second. Looked a lot better. And, of course, the one thing that I will say, they only went eight deep last night. Brandon Knight, excited about him coming back. Whenever he does, I think he's going to play a big role down the stretch, simply because Chris Paul played 32 minutes last night, and you just can't keep playing him a lot of minutes. That's my biggest concern for the Rockets.
First
right
time Chris Paul has had 20 points in consecutive games this season. Some great defense in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Jeff Pizdelic, who's going to return to the team after Thanksgiving, was actually in attendance. He was actually coaching a little bit at courtside. But some great defense at the end, and James Harden just took over in that fourth quarter. Very big win for the Rockets yesterday.
Yeah, because, I mean, the Nuggets were 9-4 going into that game last night. And, of course, if the playoffs were to start today, they'd have been the third seed.
What are they, 6-7 now?
6-7.
Yeah.
One game away from 500.
That's fine. That's all right. They'll be fine.
Yay or nay, and we talked about this yesterday, but I'm talking about magnitude level. Yay or nay, Daryl Morey will make a major move before the deadline. Major. We know he'll plug in some Yahoo here and there.
No, not major.
No?
He just needs to stay out of the way, honestly,
who's out
at this
there?
Point.
Want to get Durant? Because he's arguing with people over in...
he's irritated.
At this point, Morey just needs to stay out of the way. He's already almost screwed this thing up. So just stay out of the way and let D'Antoni and Bizdelic coach this team as best he can. Just go do some podcasts or something like that. Don't screw it up any more than you already have.
Just don't be that guy. All right, so there's that. Tyler Ervin, everybody's favorite reliable. And when we mean reliable, that just means he catches the ball and not anything has to do with his return ability. He signed with the Baltimore Ravens, so everybody can breathe easier knowing that that's their new return man.
He's
only on the practice squad. But he'll be in practice. He'll catch passes and stuff like that. Whether or not he'll actually line up in the slot remains to be seen. They'll probably find some six-string quarterback do that instead. And then you had one other piece of information as well.
Deontay Foreman's 21-day window has been activated. He's on the PUP list. He's going to start practicing, and they will have 21 days to decide if Deontay is going to be moved up or not. It could be 2 days. It could be 21. He could not make the roster, but Deontay Foreman the 21-day window has been activated by BOB and the Texans.
All right, so...
You care to make a wager on when? I've already gone on record saying he'll be activated for the... Titans game.
That's not this week. It's next week.
Yes, sir.
Actually, I'm going to say that, too. I think that's J-Lo. I want
to
find something else.
Listen to J-Lo.
I think it'll probably... Well, they're desperate, too.
I like your shirt today. You going to a hoedown after this?
Me and Howdy Doody over here.
I was
going
to say, you've been dipping in Landry's closet
that,
or what?
Landry's got that... What do they call those?
Hoodies, I think, is what they call
it.
Yeah,
I don't know. What are you looking for here?
Looks hoodies, like just I believe.
There's a term.
No, it's a hoodie.
I think it's hoodie is the term.
Well, it is a hoodie, but does a hoodie have to have no zipper?
Well, no, it doesn't have to. I mean, a hoodie.
I've never owned a hoodie with
a
zipper.
Jacket. If it's got a zipper, it's a jacket.
I got in this argument with my son.
No. If it has a jacket.
What if it's a hoodie exactly like a hoodie but with a zipper? That's
then
a hoodie.
Then
isn't it?
It's a jacket. No, it's not a hoodie. A hoodie has no. A hoodie
has
like
a hood.
What he's wearing. Yeah. No, a jacket. Jackets.
713-572-4610.
Because jackets can have hoods.
But I'm saying it's the same material. Picture this with a zipper.
Okay.
Or more precisely, the, you know, the
reaching so much here.
No. I'm asking.
What'd your son say?
He said what you said.
Okay.
That a hoodie does not have a zipper.
And this is the oldest one, right? That's really smart and makes a lot of money?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what are we still arguing about then?
But it's like the exact same thing, but with a zipper, is a hoodie.
Okay, but then it's a jacket. It's a jacket at that point. Jackets can have hoods. It's just reality.
I don't know. I think it's a hoodie, man. Like a sweat, like that, like a sweatsuit type material, cotton.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I know.
Hoodie.
It's a jacket, no.
That's but a jacket. With a zipper.
It's a jacket.
Then it's a jacket.
It's a hoodie with a zipper.
No, no, it's a jacket.
It's a jacket it's a with a hoodie.
It's a jacket,
jacket with a hood.
That's it. Some jackets have hoods, some don't.
Back to Tyler Irvin, real quick.
Back to Tyler Irvin. I bet, oh, no. I bet he's got a couple.
Because I wanted to just toss
maybe
this
a
out.
Jacket or three.
What if he goes full Jacoby Jones?
Come on.
Same team.
Come on.
Same team as Jacoby Jones when he left here, ended up in Baltimore, catches the game-winning pass in an AFC to get to the AFC Championship game.
Then you know what? My hats would be off to him. My hat would be off to him. Because here's the thing. At least,
he's trying to be Jacoby 2.0.
No. But see, here's the difference. Jacoby actually showed that he was a good football player when he was with the Texans.
Yeah,
all right?
Did.
Like, when he was with the Texans, you knew he was a legit return. He was one of the best return men in the NFL at times.
Yeah.
Okay? No one's getting
he
Tyler Irvin.
He dropped the ball a lot, ended up getting out of
he had his Yeah, he had his, you know, the things about it. But at the same time, Tyler Irvin, no. Do you believe that?
No, I said, what if?
That's what I'm saying. But, I mean, in your heart of hearts, what do you think he's going to be?
I don't think he's going to be anything.
Exactly. Yeah, you know what he's going to be? He's going to be DeAndre Carter.
I think he's going to be out of the league in 3 years. Me and Bill O'Brien.
I can't wait to hear what Tyler Irvin says about Bill O'Brien in about 2 or 3 years. There may be a tell-all when it's all said and done. Do you guys think it's a coincidence that they're having the potluck on the same time that we're out on location?
No.
No,
the fix is in.
I'm fine with it, though.
Yeah.
I don't feel like our office is full of people that can cook,
that know how
honestly.
To cook?
I don't know that. I really
don't.
Fired.
Like, there's a lot of times you get a feeling
shots
around people that they can
fired.
Cook. I think there's a lot of hamburger helper women around our
Ooh.
Office.
Really?
There's a lot of hamburger helper women around our office.
We're talking to you ladies back in the office.
So you're saying a lot of the women at our office
Laura
can't
Reynolds
cook.
Is the only one that can cook.
Laura Reynolds
Laura
can cook.
Brings it hard.
But you think most women at our office stop at H-E-B and Kroger and pick up one of those chickens?
Absolutely. 100%. 100%.
That's a go-to, man, on a busy night. Go get one of those
baked chickens.
I'll
be honest with you. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and make a blanket statement now. How many women, millennial women know how to cook, period?
Lots.
I think a lot
You'd be
do.
Surprised.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
It's a legitimate passion for people.
Yeah.
A hobby, passion, whatever you want to call it. It's, you know, my son, my oldest, the one that we just we're talking about.
The smart one.
Freaking loves it.
Yeah.
Loves to cook.
Okay.
Of course, it takes him forever.
But he's not a woman in our office, though. That's
no,
the difference.
He's a better cook than them.
That's the
he's
difference.
A better cook than them.
713-572-4610. If you're a lady in the office, are you a good cook? Yes or no? Yes or no? Let us know. I'm not convinced. I am not convinced.
Can you draw a conclusion looking at a woman if she can cook?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. You can talk to her for 2 hours. You can talk to her for two sentences. You give me two sentences, I'll tell you if she can cook or not.
Yeah?
Yeah, easily. It's not even hard.
Like, give me an example. Give me an example.
Straight up. What do you?
Straight up.
I've been surprised by women that I didn't think could cook that can.
Nah, it's easy to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you figure out so fast?
It's just an instinct. It's just a gift.
George, you've been around 75 years. How do you tell if a woman can cook or not? How do you tell if a woman can cook or not? You just look at them or what?
No.
Pillow talk?
Pillow talk.
Hey, baby, you gonna
make breakfast or what?
That's right.
Or
that's
what?
That's right. That's right.
So yay or nay, Le'Veon Bell? Le'Veon Bell's going to hit the market next year, yay or nay?
I mean, I'd say yay, but I mean nay that the Texans will go after him.
If Dante Foreman busts, they're going to make a run at him.
I say nay. I'm
not going to say yay because I think they're going to make a run at him.
And you know what?
They have the money.
Well, and here's the other thing, too, and I think I can't remember.
And they don't need him for 5 years.
Well, no, they don't. And I think Pat D. Stat tweeted this out. If they cut Lamar Miller, they save $7 million.
And they're going to have money anyway.
I mean, listen, we love you, Lamar, but Le'Veon Bell, you are not.
I like Deontay Foreman. I like his game. I liked him when he went to Texas.
He's going to be fine.
I hope.
I'm telling you guys right now, and I don't know him as well as you do, Landry. I'm telling you right now, I book it. Mark it down.
But what I'm saying, if he's a bust or Bill O'Brien doesn't like his quote-unquote work ethic, which we seem to
motivating him.
We seem to think that that's a factor. I bet you they make a run at him, at Le'Veon.
Interesting.
Only need him for 2 years, man.
Thing, even if Deontay isn't the end-all, be-all and struggles a little bit this year, or even if he does have a good year, you mean to tell me that you're not – you've actually just swayed me, because now that I think about Lamar Miller and the fact that you can – and I hadn't thought about this initially when I came up with this idea. But if you're at $78 million right now – you're going to save $7 million if you cut Lamar Miller. Now you're up to what, $85 million? Okay, yeah. No. You. I'm with you. Plus, here's the deal too. Are we convinced after what we've seen in the National Football League and what Brian Gain has shown us that I'll put it like this. I think Lamar Miller's gone anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, I don't
could
think,
be.
I mean, listen, if you're going to save $7 million, if you can save $7 million, you can tell me we can't go find you. The Texans can't go find a running back in the draft that can do what Lamar Miller does.
Mm-hmm.
You got 2 second-round picks, and that's
exactly
that's my thought. Is this is why I wouldn't sign Le'Veon. James Conner's a 3rd-round pick a couple years ago. He's doing his thing. Kareem Hunt in Kansas City. Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
I think this is actually a decent running back class. So you do have 2 second-round picks. So if you do that, let Lamar Miller go, you can get a running back for basically.
But you're also getting Le'Veon with a year off.
But I don't know that that's a good thing. I don't know whether or not that's a good
thing. I think in the case of a running back, it is a good thing. Case in point, an even older and more battered Adrian Peterson, who's 5th in the league in rushing right now.
Yeah.
But Adrian Peterson's like an all-time freak.
Le'Veon Bell is a freak.
Le'Veon Bell
is a freak.
I mean, I know he's been gone, and you know, people are kind of because he's an ornery guy, and because James Conner is playing well. But James Conner is not Le'Veon Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Le'Veon Bell could be an all-pro receiver.
I mean, he's having a hell of a year. Don't shortchange him. But
absolutely.
Yeah.
But Le'Veon Bell could be an all-pro at running back or wide receiver if he really wanted to be. So, I'm with you. I think, and while I'm with you, you can go out and get a good running back in the second, third, fourth round. Obviously, you don't have a 4th-round pick. I would definitely take a stab at Le'Veon Bell. You've convinced me of that. All right, coming up next, 2 hours in the books, boys and girls. Holy mackerel, where's the time gone? Don't forget, we got Stanford Route coming up as well. Plus, don't forget Hump Day Haikus, and we're going to talk to Cindy, the manager here at Billiard Factory. So lots to get to. Glad to have you on board. Don't go anywhere. It's In the Loop on a Wednesday.